Hello, fellow fans. I'm Marky. Now with me is my co-host, my everything, everywhere, all at once. It's Brian.
Might have a bagel.
Welcome, everyone, to UWF on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. On last episode, Brian and I united for part three of our favorite TV theme songs. Yay! On this week's episode, Brian and I unite for part four as we crown a champion of our favorite TV theme songs. Come on down. I'll be there for you, and thank you for being a friend as UWF starts now.
All right, let's do this one last time.
Truth is, I am Iron Man.
Football is life.
I solemnly swear that I am up to no good.
X never, ever marks the spot.
Is Star Wars the one with the little wizard boy?
This is the way.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Oh, chills. Literal chills.
Hello, fans. Thank you all for uniting with us as we talk about all things fandom. Please give us a rate or review wherever you listen so we can unite with more fans out there on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. Follow UWF on Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitter, and Discord to have more fun with us. Brian, hey, howdy, hey.
Howdy, partner.
Yeah. There you go.
Sorry, I was yawning. I am exhausted, Mark. That's why we didn't have an episode last week.
I know, it's true. Look, everybody, Brian and I, we have to every once in a while reset our entertainment, talented, imaginary brains. Wait, my brain's imaginary. His is talented. I don't know anymore.
I don't think I reset my brain, but we still nonetheless took a week off.
I know, clearly. Well, let's see, Brian, since we've been off, Jennifer Lopez came out with a documentary. Are you going to watch it?
No. What I've seen from it, it's an absolute disaster. And what I've heard about it, it's an absolute disaster.
Yeah. I have seen a lot of people roasting her and saying that she is not J-Lo from the block. So, let's see. The day of the recording of this, we have Shohei Ohtani news where he did not bet on sports games. Oh man, is anyone even gonna catch that reference? Was I don't even know.
I didn't catch that reference.
It was like Bill Clinton, like I did not have
Gotcha. Did not have sexual relations with that woman. Yeah, Ohtani's lying.
I think the two questions are, how does he not know such large amounts are being taken out of his account? You know, I'll just go with that. How do you not notice that?
Well, and that's the thing. When they talked about his deferred payments when he signed his $700 million deal, they talked about how frugal he is with his money, and he's getting paid $2 million a year for the next however many years, 10 years. And you would notice $4.5 million. This really feels like a Barry Bonds has the greatest friend in the world that's just falling on the sword for him. There's nothing about this. There's nothing about this that smells right to me. Do I care? I don't think I do. There's no indications that there was bets on the Angels or anything like that. But was it illegal? Yeah. Is this a problem for Major League Baseball? Yeah. I don't believe Ohtani in the least.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of comparisons to the Jordan situation where he had a gambling thing and he decided to go play baseball to let it blow over kind of thing.
I will die on the hill that David Stern suspended Michael Jordan for 2 years. And that's why he went and played baseball. I will die on that hill.
Yeah. I mean, ESPN did a really good documentary about it though. So check that out about the Jordan baseball days.
Jordan rides the bus on Disney Plus or ESPN Plus.
Yeah. Let's see. Another big news. Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV on HBO is a hot topic, must watch. I didn't really know about it. And then I watched The Orn Years. Orn. Sorry, I was watching Parks and Rec Orn. The Orange Years on Hulu. So I was in a great nostalgic mood about Nickelodeon. And then came Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV about it. So very, very different aspects of Nickelodeon. So check out both. I guess watch The Orange Years as sort of a pick-me-up after you watch But Brian, is that something you're going to watch, either one?
I've not heard of The Orange Years. You talk about Oren, and I just think of the human zoo of I'm not a sheep, you are. the quiet on the set, I've heard about. I don't know, man. That just sounds way too depressing to watch. Yeah, it's dirty. Like, and I know a little bit about it, and I just don't think I can, when I'm looking for entertainment, go to that. I think I'll just watch X-Men 97 instead.
Yeah, I think that's this episode's edition of What Did Mark Watch Instead of the Bear. I got sucked into that. So,
but the Bear is coming in season 3 in June, and they're filming season 4 right back to back with season 3. So we're getting a season 4 as well.
All right, listeners, I promise before June, I will be up to date on the Bear.
Promise.
For it. I'll do that for you. I promise.
Why do you keep saying that word? I do not think it means what you think it means.
I do not think it means what you think it means. All right. Well, let's go. You know what, Brian? Let's go to our Disney corner. It feels like a good time for that. Disney's doing a lot of good stuff. We did just get announcements for the Disney Legends. Johnny Williams is on there, and I, like many others, have said he wasn't already a Disney legend. I know, it's very sad, but he's finally going to be one. Let's see, Joe Rohde, the Imagineers on there, Frank Oz.
Joe Rohde also announced a comeback to Imagineering. Did you see that?
I did.
I don't know the full extent, but it's on shippingco.com. The day we're recording this is when that news dropped, but Joe Rohde back at Imagineering, that might be kind of fun.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I wonder how much his earring collection has changed. They didn't do a Disney Plus series on that. So, Harrison Ford is there. Shout out to Steve Ditko, the co-creator of Spider-Man. He's on it. James L. Brooks, Jamie Lee Curtis, James Cameron, they're on it. Angela Bassett, Colleen Atwood, Miley Cyrus. I'm just going to read them all now. Kelly Ripa, Mark Henn, animation, Martha Blanding, and it's hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
No, he never hosts anything.
No.
Miley Cyrus, John Williams, and Joe Rohde sharing a stage together might be really funny.
But then again, I just looking at this list, I almost screwed up. I almost said, how has Jamie Lee Curtis not been in a James Cameron movie? But she has, in a very good James Cameron movie. So, all right.
What movie is that?
True Lies.
Oh, that's I guess I knew that was a James Cameron movie.
James Cameron.
Interesting. So,
did you know they made a series of that? It got canceled, but yeah, it was like after one season recently.
Nope.
Yep. Anyways, so thank you, John Williams, for being the legend. I appreciate you. So I'm glad Disney is honoring him. As we know, John Williams and Harrison Ford are both being inducted into the Legends, and they're both in Star Wars. Brian, what exciting new Star Wars things do we have?
We know we're getting 2 episodes of The Acolyte premiering on June 4th. We got a trailer, our first trailer. I didn't know what to expect, and then it dropped, and it was exactly what I expected it to be. Takes place during the High Republic, so about 200 years before Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. It's about the rise of the Sith, for lack of a better term. Leslie Headland, who is the director of the series, has said whatever you think The Acolyte is, it's not. So I don't know what's going to happen. There are characters that are from the High Republic series novels that are in this series. Yoda takes place, or Yoda is part of this. He's the only character that we've really heard of before that is part of the High Republic era. I don't know. It's got Manny Jacinto in it, and if you don't know who he is, he played Jason Mendoza on The Good Place. I hope his Jedi name is Jedi Gianyu.
Carrie Ann Moss from The Matrix is in it.
Yep.
Yeah. I did hear they didn't film on the volume at all. They wanted real locations.
Yeah, it's going to be more Andor feel to it than Mando feel to it.
Brian, as our Jedi Master and me, your Padawan learner, Will I be okay if I just watch the series, or is there some homework I have to do?
Oh, no, there's absolutely no homework. They're not going to rely on people being familiar with the source material of the High Republic novels that came out it's been at least 4 years. It kind of started during the pandemic. So, yeah, it's been 4 years. But they're not, I mean, diehard Star Wars fans aren't even up to date. They're not going to, if you need to know something, they're going to explain it to you.
By the way, I love the Disney music is still going on in the background. I'm having fun with that.
We're still in the Disney corner.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of cool on Star Wars. Saw the preview came out. And it grabbed me right away. I'm very excited. So we also on Disney Plus got two episodes. You mentioned that about Acolyte. Disney premiered two episodes of X-Men 97. Brian, so are they perfect? Are they 10 and 10 for you?
They're really good. I'm going to be 100% honest. I did not finish my rewatch of the original series because the pacing just does not keep my attention. It's tough. So I watched a Screen Crush review video that was, I think, 38 minutes long that told me everything I needed to know about that happened in the original series. The remaster of the theme song is clearer and better, and it's just all around, it's a better theme song, which I didn't know was possible to be a better theme song than what we already had, because I love that song, and I was devastated when it got eliminated in our animated bracket. Let's see, the compelling storyline, the character of Magneto is super, super interesting, and the tease that they had, cliffhanger, that they had at the end of episode 2 is also super, super interesting. Yeah. The animation is gorgeous to look at. I'm a big, gigantic fan of that show so far. There has been news since like a week before the show dropped. Creator Bo DeMeo was actually fired from Marvel Studios. There's been a lot of speculation as to why. We don't exactly know why, and I'm not going to share any of that speculation. Because simply it's unfounded and we don't know what's true. Right. I hope, because we know it's coming back for a season 2, I hope that it's able to continue the pace that it's on, not only for the rest of season 1, which is 8 more episodes, but, and by the time you're listening to this, only 7 more episodes, but I hope they're able to capture it still for season 2. But so far, so good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. When that intro started playing with the Marvel animation logo,
the Marvel animation is good too. That's really cool too.
Yeah, love that. To be honest with you, the first episode didn't grab me. It was good, but it didn't grab me. That episode 2 did, although the ending of first episode was good. So when I finished episode 2, I went back and rewatched episode 1, and then I appreciated it more. But I'm a huge fan. I love the rumors out there that, you know, they're having very early discussions about Spider-Man, but they're also discussing bringing in the shared universe of the animated 90 Marvel characters. So Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four, Hulk, Spider-Man, they all had shows. So I'm kind of geeking out about that, but I hope it's not just cameos for cameo's sake. But then again, the animated X-Men and Spider-Man in the 90s, they did cameos, so it would be on par.
They crossed over for like, I think, a 4-episode run in Spider-Man. Like cameo for cameo's sake, I don't take it, but there's a reason it's now called Marvel Animation. Like, this isn't going to be a one and done thing, because What If wasn't even considered. It was not originally under the Marvel Animation banner. Now there's a reason they're calling it Marvel Animation. It's going to have its own side of things. It's got to.
Love it. Yeah. They did give us a brief update that Marvel Zombies is still happening, and it's going to be a darker, edgier animation. So look out for Marvel Animation. But X-Men 97, so far off to a great start. And yeah. Well, that concludes this Disney Corner. Brian, we did also get one more big trailer during our break period. It was for Beetlejuice.
That's it.
Good, Brian. Did you like it?
It didn't have a lot in it. It showed that Michael Keaton still got the character inside of him, which is good. Do I think that this movie might be an absolute disaster? I sure do. Am I going to go watch it? I sure will.
I have hopes once I heard that Michael Keaton and Tim Burton said they went old school with a lot of the animation and they were tired of blue screens, green screens, acting to nothing, and they really wanted to dial it back. But then again, I did hear that from Senior Spielberg and George Lucas about Indiana Jones 4, and that ended up being CGI heavy. So I have a slight I have trust issues with filmmakers when they say that. So, but yes, I agree. It was definitely a hardcore teaser preview. I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of hoping they were gonna start the preview with his number finally being called while he was in the waiting room or something like that.
You gotta wait for you gotta wait for Beetlejuice for that to happen.
No, true.
The only reason you call this movie Beetlejuice is because there's going to be a third one. That's my thought.
Well, yeah, you got Jenny Ortega, so
Jenna they can Ortega.
Jenna? What did I say? Jenny?
Jenny.
I'm still thinking of J-Lo. I'm sorry. Jenny from the block. Thank you for not shaming me with a who there, since I was, I guess, close enough. I appreciate it.
Close enough. Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside. All right. Well, friends, that is what's happening in Disney and movie trailers on United We Fan. This is part four of
Mark. There's been a Ghostbusters film. Why isn't United We Fan talking about a Ghostbusters movie that just came out? Because we haven't seen it. Because
I know.
A, we've been busy. B, there's been no word of mouth, positive or negative, on this film. March is a bad time to release a Ghostbusters. They released a Ghostbusters film on the first day of the NCAA basketball tournament. Bad, bad decision.
How's Brian's bracket doing? Man, that was hard to say.
Not great. I took a few too many risks, but I have 6 of my Elite Eight and all 4 of my Final Four still available.
Ooh, bravo. Good job, Brian. Yeah, I will hopefully be seeing Ghostbusters the week of this. Follow us on X, Twitter, and Instagram if you would like instant, up-to-the-minute reviews. Whenever Brian and I see something, we will post our reviews there so you can find out if you should call the Ghostbusters and if ghost busting feels so good, or if you should, I got nothing. Or if you should just stay puff? No. No.
No. I will put on the record now, my Final Four are UConn, Houston, Creighton, and Arizona. With UConn over Creighton in the national championship.
Where's Creighton from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, friends, this is part 4 where we crown a champion. So it is the conclusion of our best of TV intro saga. But before we crown a champion, we have to be crowned by our sponsors.
Hey guys, Diz Leif Mark here, and I want to tell you all about the official travel partner here at Chip and Company. Let our good friend Sarah at Destination to Travel help you plan your next Disney vacation. Sarah specializes in planning dream vacations for your family. She's an authorized Disney vacation planner, and she can help with every step of your magical vacation. The best thing is that her services are 100% free. Want to travel beyond Disney? Sarah has you covered there too. Want to find out more? Fill out a trip request form over at the website at Chip & Co. or email her directly at sarahsolberg@d2travel.com. Start planning that dream vacation today. Email her at sarahsolberg@d2travel.com.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back for the 4th of our 4 brackets to crown the best TV show theme song of all time. So far, out of our 80s and 90s brackets, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air has won. In the animated bracket, DuckTales is the winner. In the sports and game show one, Round Ball Rock is the winner, and I'm still very excited about that. Mark, are you good with the current champions on our list?
I am satisfied with all of them. A lot of good ones lost, but some great ones won.
You and I each were unanimous in Round Ball Rock advancing from the game show and sports themes, and then we each lost the championship. But thank you to our tiebreakers who have helped us so far, Anthony, Mark, Kevin, Ryan, and Frankie. So we'll probably need a few more tiebreaks today. Might be somebody you've already heard before. or might be Piano Rob if he's available. But we have the best of the rest. Anything else that didn't fit in any of the other regions is here today. Again, there's a lot of things that weren't included. We did the best we can. So if your favorite wasn't included, let us know. You can let us know either on Instagram at United We Fan Podcast, or again, we're trying to get more and more active in a Discord community with fans of Diz Life Podcast as well as United We Fan. If you want that invite, please let us know. We can shoot you an invitation. So, Mark, are you ready for the last bracket? And we're going to crown the ultimate champion today.
Bring it on.
All right. So our first overall seed, Game of Thrones, gets a first round bye, which means our first matchup is Parks and Recreation. Maybe. You're going to have a lot of songs without words today. You're going to have songs with words, too. This one throws me off. Listen right here. Has that last little bit in it. And it's up against New Girl.
Hey girl, what you doing? Hey girl, where you going? Who's that girl? Who's that girl? It's just...
My problem with New Girl is they couldn't even keep it the same throughout the entire show run of the show.
I was going to say, we got to go Parks and Rec because the show didn't even keep the lyric version of New Girl towards the end.
Yep. So Parks and Rec advances. The next one, Dawson's Creek.
That's right. We're going with this version, not the one they had in later seasons.
Do you know the zip code to Dawson's Creek?
No.
90108.
Against who?
Dawson's Creek going up against One Tree Hill. Gavin DeGraw. I feel like this song definitely reached outside of the show.
That's just it. I don't think of this song and think of One Tree Hill.
I'm with you.
Dawson's Creek, I think of that song, I think of Dawson's Creek.
All right, Dawson's Creek advances. Next first round bye goes to The Office. The next first round bye goes to The Muppet Show, which brings us to our next HBO meetup, which is going to be The Sopranos.
Yeah, I'll admit I've never seen The Sopranos, but this is on so many top lists, and so many people know this song. I feel like it had to be on here.
I watched The Sopranos, but the theme song isn't one that I have to sit through every time.
Yeah.
That goes against Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I love this one. A TikTok or a video of some sort.
It's a fun song to put over people's mistakes. Mm-hmm. Sounds like we're both voting for Curb here.
Yes.
Okay. Next matchup. Next first round bye goes to The OC. I don't care. Love that show. Next matchup is Community. That is going to go up against Scrubs, which is, this is the full theme song.
I've heard this song. It's actually a pretty good song. I think it's from They Might Be Giants.
Yeah. What's your vote here?
I may not be big on the show, but I'm going to go Community.
I'm going Community as well. I like Scrubs because it's short and sweet. I do think it's like not even worth skipping because it goes so fast. So, all right, it takes us to the other.
I do like that intro, though, with them cutting the different characters as they're setting up the doctor-patient room.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The Community one is a cootie catcher. I think that's fun, too. The next one, first round bye, goes to the Brady Bunch, which brings us to the first matchup of Bonanza.
I know this one's old, but it's so good.
It's going up another against old, but so good. The Twilight Zone. The easiest song to learn how to play on the piano for the very first time.
Mm.
What's your vote here?
This, as you may recognize, is a playoff. I'm gonna go Twilight Zone.
As am I. All right, next matchup, first round bye, is Sesame Street. Next matchup is Laverne and Shirley. This replaced Top Gear, by the way. I had Top Gear on here, but...
Thank you. I think of Wayne's World.
Shlemiel! Shlemazel! Laverne and Shirley goes up against the Addams Family. It has to be the Addams Family, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Neat. Okay, the Addams Family moves on.
Yes.
Next first round bye goes to Peacemaker, which brings us to Hawaii Five-O.
Now, I asked you to put this one in. Brian, you know this one, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. And it fit in Best of the Rest because they also use it for the remake.
Yeah.
So Hawaii Five-O, and I have that going against Psych. We're voting favorite versus best. My favorite song of these two is Psych. So my vote,
we're going to come back to this one.
Okay. Next matchup, first round bye goes to Happy Days. Next matchup is Ted Lasso.
I just get happy feelings hearing the song.
Yep. Shout out to Mumford and Sons. And that is going against another full theme song. Short and Sweet is How I Met Your Mother.
Have heard the full version of the song though.
I don't know if the full version of this song would interest me.
No. I'm gonna go How I Met Your Mother.
You are?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going Ted Lasso. Wow. Okay. We're back to Hawaii 5-0 and Psych.
Neither one of them are gonna go far for me, so I'm just gonna go Psych.
Okay. Update our bracket here so I don't mess up. We both did Twilight Zone, right? Sorry, Bonanza.
Yes.
Next one. So you're going to go Psych, even the Hawaii Five-O. Okay, so Ted Lasso and How I Met Your Mother. That's one neither of us seem to be budging on. So we'll come back to that when we get to a tiebreaker person. Next matchup, we have the number one overall seed, Game of Thrones. It is funny to me that The Last of Us tried to do everything Game of Thrones did, like, from a visual standpoint. Game of Thrones going up against Parks and Rec. What do you got here? Which one makes... I mean, I think one makes you happier. But I think my favorite theme song is Game of Thrones. That's my vote.
I think I'm going to go with Game of Thrones. I was about to go with Parks and Rec, but I think I'm going to go with Game of Thrones just because when that intro started, you knew something epic was beginning.
Dawson's Creek. up against my favorite television show, The Office. Does not mean it's my favorite theme song, but it is my favorite show.
I know I'm going to lose this to the tiebreaker, but I'm going Dawson's Creek.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to vote for The Office. Okay. Next one. Actually, hang on.
No, I'm going The Office.
Okay.
The Office.
Okay. And you did vote Game of Thrones over Parks and Rec eventually.
Yes.
Okay. Next one. These songs are actually fairly similar when you kind of think about it. We have Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh, that is Sopranos. I could see this song being played over an episode of The Muppet Show. They're kind of similar. Muppet Show, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Muppet Show.
Muppet Show advances. Next one is Community. Sorry, I skipped around for a second. Or The OC, Phantom Planet. Maybe. I can't get there. Doing here? It's in a weird spot.
California, here we come. Right back where we started from. California.
Did you watch The OC?
Heck yeah, I did.
Shout out to Misha Barton. Sophia Bush.
I'm going The OC.
I am too. Thank you. Man, that song does not get enough love from the right crowd. Okay. Oh, Rachel Bilson. I called Sophia Bush Rachel Bilson. I'm an idiot. the other way around. I called Rachel Bilson Sophia Bush. Not the same. Okay, next matchup. We have the Brady Bunch.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow.
I'm going to stop there because I don't think we need it right now. Against the Twilight Zone, I'm voting Brady Bunch. Love the bongos.
God. This one hurts me, but I'm going to go Brady Bunch.
Really? You found that difficult? I'm surprised.
Yeah.
All right. The next one's really difficult for me. It is the Addams Family. When you're talking iconic, there's very few more iconic.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky.
I honestly can't wait for season 2 of Wednesday. I thought Wednesday was so good. It's up against the Sesame Street theme.
Sunny day, sleeping off, clouds away.
Oh, I love the letter F.
Sesame Street.
What do
you got? Both iconic, but Addams Family.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Addams Family as well. Sorry, Sesame Street. Still love you.
Yeah.
Right.
Brian only has room in his heart for one kid educational show, and that's Reading Rainbow.
That might be true. Right. Next matchup, we have Psych.
I know, you know, that I'm not telling the truth. I know, you know.
Up against the theme song for Peacemaker.
I'm not gonna lie, when I was reading over this and I saw Peacemaker, I was like, who's Peacemaker? Oh, I don't know why, but I kept forgetting. But Peacemaker for the win.
Peacemaker for the win. I also vote for Peacemaker.
I mean, when this song gets performed at weddings and helps make the show bigger, it that says a lot about it.
All right, before we make our tiebreaker phone call, let's get down, because I think the tiebreaker phone call really matters for the next round. So let's go. We've got Game of Thrones versus The Office. Maybe. Here's The Office. I can play that. Oh, now they're both playing. I think as a theme song, Game of Thrones takes it.
Yeah.
Okay. Two very different songs. The Muppet Show. Or The OC.
Oh my god. I hate this matchup, but I'm going The Muppets.
I'm going The OC. So there, we've got a tiebreaker there. If Rob's our guy, I feel like I know how that's going to go. But maybe Rob will surprise me.
Yeah. Rob is just full of surprises.
Does he know we're calling? Is he good?
Yes, he's okay. Ready.
Sweet. So The OC and Muppet Show is going to go to a tiebreaker. Next, we have The Brady Bunch.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family.
When I think, that's when I hear this theme, I think of the Marvel Bunch, Jimmy Fallon thing that he did. The Brady
Bunch. That was so creative.
The Here's the story of a playboy genius who was gearing up to form some sort of crew.
One's a former Russian spy,
a god of thunder,
one fought in World War II.
It's the story of a handsome Star-Lord, like the greatest to ever walk the earth by far.
And a falcon
and a magic doctor,
Wakanda forever.
So then one day all the heroes were assembled to fight a villain who packed much more than a punch.
And this crew was labeled the Avengers. That's the way we all became the Marvel Bunch. The Marvel Bunch. The Marvel Bunch. That's the way.
Hello, brother.
Shut up!
Versus the Addams Family. There are people that watch 70s, 60s, 70s television that are just super mad at us right now.
This one gets my vote. Just, it gets audience participation. It has aged very well, the different variations of it. They even used it in the musical. I mean, the Addams Family.
I'm voting Brady Bunch.
Wow.
Okay. And we need a tiebreaker from here on out. Let's call Rob. But before we do, let's take a moment to listen to our sponsors.
Is Disney World home to you? Realtor Victor Naraki can help make it a reality. Realtor Victor Naraki specializes in making your Disney home dreams come true. Second homes, investment homes, retirement, relocation. With Victor's input, he will show you the home opportunities that you don't get to see as a tourist. Imagine being at the park in minutes, walking around the World Showcase for daily exercise, watching the fireworks in your own backyard, or having Disney Springs as your local mall. Have you ever heard of Windermere, Winter Garden, Horizon West, Dr. Phillips, Claremont, Lake Nona, or Disney's own Celebration and Golden Oak? Victor will introduce you to these communities, which are just minutes to the magic. Stop imagining a Disney life and start living your dream today. Call Victor at 407-340-9375. And don't forget to mention that you heard all about Victor here on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. Head over to CelebratingFlorida.com and start living your magical life today.
Hello.
Oh man, this is a right now thing.
This is a right now thing. Rob, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. You're on the air with United We Fan. You can hear Mark as
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Mark.
You're always there for us when we need you, Rob, and we appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So tiebreaker number one is we're doing the best theme show, television theme songs of all time. Your favorite,
love it already.
Your favorite.
You're picking TV your favorite. Theme
songs, your favorite. So the first tiebreaker.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
First tiebreaker we have is Ted Lasso.
Okay.
In just a second, you'll hear it if it works. Rob, do you watch Ted Lasso?
I've only seen season one, but I loved it.
All right. So we've got that theme song, and it is going against the theme song for How I Met Your Mother. Why are we on a delay here? Okay, Rob.
I remember both of these well. Ted Lasso's a better song.
Yes.
Yeah, musically it's just better.
No, you're picking your
favorite.
You're picking your favorite TV intro.
Out of those two, I'll take Ted Lasso.
All right. That takes us to our next tiebreaker, Rob.
Okay.
The Muppet Show. Also, Rob, The Muppet Show beat Curb Your Enthusiasm, and we kind of decided that those could have been swapped songs, and they probably would have worked.
You know what? They could have been, but and even if I was voting on those two, I would have still picked The Muppet Show.
Okay. So The Muppet Show, however, is not going against Curb Your Enthusiasm anymore. It is going against The O.C. I don't think I stand a shot on this one.
I remember this one.
Rob, you could have been on The O.C.
Yeah, I would have loved it.
What do you got, Rob?
Yep. Now, you guys know me fairly well. Do you need me to say it, or do you know you've got to know which one I'm picking?
No, which is why I didn't want to call you, because I wanted The O.C. to go as long as possible.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Muppet Show is a legendary song, and nothing against that O.C. song, but, you know, you're putting David versus Goliath in this one, like Muppet Show all the way.
All right. Well, you may need to put your money where your mouth is next round. Give it just a second. Your next tie-breaking duty comes to the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Which will eventually work, I hope.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a
So you're clear with your choice of the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
We were talking about how we think of the Marvel Bunch song. That Jimmy Fallon.
That was a great bit. That was an excellent bit.
Brady Bunch against the Addams Family. Ooh, your sensibilities, I think I know the answer.
Oh my, this is the hardest one. These are the first two that are on the most even playing field for me out of the ones you've asked me.
Rob, can you guess who voted for which one?
Ooh. This is harder than I would think. I think that Mark went for Addams Family.
Correct.
Am I wrong? Yes. Okay. I know Mark has a little extra horror side in him. And both of those theme songs are both well written. They're both very informative about the shows, which I like. They don't do that as much in the current TV shows. Oh, this is a hard one. This is a hard one.
Quick, Brian, help him out. Play the Addams Family again.
I'm going to... Mark, don't be mad at me because you know I love both of these. They're very, very close.
Nope, I'm mad at you.
I'm going to go Brady Bunch as far as songs go.
Wow, that surprises me.
I try to be as objective, too, for favorites. Like I do enjoy the Addams Family one, but I think the Brady Bunch one is just a little bit better, a little more information, a little more with the show.
Rob, you're picking your favorite. You just answered it. You said the Addams Family you enjoy more. You're picking your favorite.
Am I really picking? If it's really just my favorite, then yes, Adam Sandler. Then I will go Adam Sandler.
Wait a second. What just happened?
I try to be objective and look at the musical aspects.
We're crowning our favorite television theme show our television theme song. So if
it makes you feel better, the Muppet Show should be both of those at some point.
No, Rob, if I go right now, which one brings you more joy, the Brady Bunch theme or the Addams Family theme?
No, you're right. Addams Family. Yes. Thank you, Maria Kondo. But that definitely sparks more joy.
This is ridiculous what just happened.
I feel like, oh my God, I just doubled back.
Like the Florida voting all over again. He got confused.
I never flip flop either. I don't, you know what's funny though? You know, because you guys, we've done a lot of shows together of all different types. I don't like just going by my favorite. Sometimes I like to look at all the aspects of what it means to other people. But yeah, if you're going to ask me my flat out favorite out of that, Adam Sandler is my favorite.
All right, fine. Adam's Family advances for some weird friggin' reason. all right, the next matchup.
I'm never going to get these calls again.
The next matchup, Rob, we have not voted on this yet, so we might not need you, but we're going to keep you around because we will need you again in just a second. So the next matchup is Happy Days.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
That is going against Ted Lasso. Marky Mark, what do you got?
I'm going Ted Lasso.
You are? So you would have taken How I Met Your Mother over Happy Days.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also going Ted Lasso, which then puts Ted Lasso up against Peacemaker.
Peacemaker brings me more joy, like when I hear the song Peacemaker.
Okay. So now I'm also voting Peacemaker. So we are down to Peacemaker versus the Addams Family.
Can I ask a bizarre question?
Please do.
Yeah.
Full House, Family Matters, all those things. They got eliminated already?
Okay. Oh. Nope, Rob, you're on podcast number 4 of 4. So we had a couple other tiebreakers. Family Matters actually beat Growing Pains, which hurt me. But no, the winner of the 80s and 90s bracket was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air beat Full House.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. I didn't know what else was coming, but you handled the rest.
And then in the animated, bracket, DuckTales beat Pokemon.
Okay.
And then in the game show and sports themes, Round Ball Rock beat The Price is Right. So we are down to our final four of the best of the rest category. So let's stick where we're at. We have the Addams Family.
We're gonna need a tiebreaker on this one. I just love this. Everyone snaps to it. It has audience participation. Like I said, it's aged really well in the different variations. People know it. People love it. Brings it joy. I'm going Addams Family.
You know what doesn't need a different variation? The theme to Peacemaker.
Yeah, but nobody knew this song until the show, so that does help it out. But
I'm voting Peacemaker. Brian, Mark's voting Addams Family. Rob, what is your vote?
Brian, I have no connection to Peacemaker. It's got to be Addams Family for me.
This is ridiculous.
You called me.
I kind of feel bad for that victory. I feel like that's a dirty victory.
Okay. Addams Family advances to the championship. The next round is The Muppet Show, which Rob doesn't need replayed, but we will do it anyway just for fun.
I wish we could use some cheap 3D tricks to help this one out.
We haven't mentioned the show since Rob's been on the phone. We haven't mentioned the show it's going up against. So Rob doesn't know, but it is going up against Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Game of Thrones or The Muppet Show, Rob? Not yet, actually. Marky Mark.
Oh, it's The Muppet Show.
Oh, no. You do have to tiebreak it then, because I'm going Game of Thrones.
You're an epic guy, Brian. You like your different things. The Muppet Show all around. Lyrically, musically, it's fun to play. It's sustained decades and decades. And most importantly, Mark, it brings me immense joy. The Muppet Show.
Thank you. Rob, you know what doesn't bring Brian joy? Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
No joy at all.
You also voted against Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood in bracket one in like the second matchup. So
yeah.
But well, who was it up against?
Who was it up against? Why did you switch? Oh, it was up against Family Matters.
Okay, yeah, I would have both good songs, but I would have went to Family Matters too.
Okay, Rob, stick around for the championship of the best of the rest.
There it is.
Honestly, Peacemaker would have won this for me. But the championship round is The Muppet Show. And this is going against The Addams Family. I will cast my vote first, and I will vote between these two. I will vote for The Addams Family. Mysterious and spooky.
They're all together. You really hope, Brian, I don't understand you at all.
Why?
I'm going The Muppet Show.
I think Brian just wanted to make it interesting. Wait, the Addams Family really brings you more joy than The Muppets, Brian? Are you not a Muppety guy?
I like The Muppets, but like if we're talking favorite theme song, like Muppets is lower on my list. Like I said, I voted for the OC against it. I would have voted for The Office against it.
Wow. See, everything you've mentioned, everything on this bracket, Muppet Show skyrockets above it all for me. Like decently head and shoulders above the rest.
Your favorite television theme song of this group, at least, is The Muppet Show.
Easily.
Okay.
Oh, Rob, I got to tell you, Seinfeld did not make it out of the first round when we did the 90s.
You know what? Depending on what it was up against, I can see that because it's only that bass riff. The show is great. The song isn't as good as the show.
Ooh, wait, Brian, Rob, I got to ask you, Brian, go back to round one. Go play the number four seed right there. And I want to hear what Rob thinks of.
No, not that.
What am I playing?
Only the number four seed on the left.
What's the deal with theme song?
This one. Rob, tell me what you think of.
Oh, I love the Greatest American Hero song.
I know, but do you think of anything with it?
Can I think of anything what with it?
He's not getting the inside joke. Of,
no.
I love inside joke.
Oh, George's answering machine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, you may not know this. During all of college, I recorded that for me, and that was my answering machine. Believe it or not, Rob isn't at home.
No. That was my parents' voice or answering machine for the longest time. It was me singing it.
Okay, Rob, but musically, Great American Hero, because we voted for it over this.
God, that's tough. That's another tough one.
Did we fail?
You definitely did not fail. So let me tell you, I'm going to give you another quick little nugget. When I was working for ABC Radio in Manhattan, we got to do a TV theme show. And those two guys both headlined it. Joey Scarbury, who does the American Hero song, and David Pomeranz, who does the Cheers song. Both.
Wow.
They were the two main guys. That guy also did, the Cheers guy also did Perfect Strangers.
Oh, I love Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, Perfect Strangers is a good one. If we're going joy, Greatest American Hero does bring me more joy.
Yeah.
I think the other one's more epic, more well known, that type of stuff. But if I was gonna go like we did.
The man voted for Brady Bunch and you broke his brain. And now he's
No, I corrected his way of thinking. That sounds dark. Brian.
All right,
Brian, Rob,
you got a little more time because I think we need to call every tiebreaker we've had to do these final four.
I got a couple minutes.
All right,
Rob, I also want to ask, this most random matchup was Law and Order versus Baywatch.
Oh, and I would both also excellent. I would have picked Baywatch.
Wow.
See, Brian?
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not...
Okay, Anthony didn't answer, so it's just everybody here. So
okay, of course.
Okay, on the line we have Rob, we have Kevin, we have Frankie, we have Brian, and we have Mark Valentine. Everybody helped us get to this point. We're down to the final four, so thank you everybody. So we are at the final four, which means the first matchup is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. If you wouldn't mind muting until I come to you, that'd be great.
and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
So Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is going against Round Ball Rock. Marky Mark, your first vote. Fresh Prince, Round Ball Rock.
I'm going Fresh Prince Bel-Air.
Okay. Mark Valentine.
I'm going to go with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as well.
Rob.
Ooh, my boy John Tesh versus DJ Jazzy Jeff. I'm still going Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Kevin.
Just for some discourse, Round Ball Rock.
Ryan.
Leave it to Kevin to do that. I'm going with Fresh Prince.
Frankie.
Find the mute button. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Fresh Prince as well.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air has advanced to the final. I voted for Round Ball Rock. I'm with Kevin. I was not going only for the discourse. I wanted it. Okay. The other semifinal is DuckTales. Against inexplicably the other winner of The Muppet Show. We'll start with Rob. Muppet Show, DuckTales.
Ooh, I built a fan base on one of these songs, so I am going with DuckTales.
Wow. Woo-hoo. I thought you were going Muppet Show for sure.
No, not you picked possibly the one Disney theme song that would have beat the Muppet Show for me, and that is it. It's DuckTales.
Frankie, DuckTales Muppet Show.
Oh my god, that's a tough one. I'm gonna have to go with Muppet Show.
Ryan.
In not a very difficult manner, the Muppet Show.
Not difficult. You're insane.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Ryan is so insane. DuckTales all the way.
So it's 2-2 right now. Mark Valentine.
DuckTales for the win.
I also go DuckTales, which means Mark Adams, it's removed from you.
I would have gone Muppets.
It was close. DuckTales advances.
I'm ashamed of you. Disney people drinking the Kool-Aid.
Both are Disney.
You're Disney.
Okay, we are down to the final, which is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Against DuckTales.
Yeah, Brian, you go first this time.
I vote DuckTales. Marky Mark.
Woo-hoo. I think I'm going DuckTales.
Rob.
DuckTales.
Kevin.
DuckTales.
Frankie.
Wow.
I'm going to say DuckTales.
Ryan.
Fresh Prince.
Mark Valentine, you get to bring it home.
DuckTales for everything.
The best television show theme song, according to United We Fan, is DuckTales. Thank you, gentlemen.
Woo!
Yay! Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Woohoo! All right, thanks again.
Thanks again for helping us out, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That was a bit of a cluster, and I don't care. That was worth bringing everybody back. Mark, we have crowned the best television show theme song to DuckTales.
Woohoo!
Against Fresh Prince, I'm good with it.
I'm good with it. I think it. Obviously, I think it should have been Muppets. Actually,
you think the Muppet Show is the greatest TV show theme song ever?
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing: I'm not mad with this final four. I think it was a great final four.
Wow! I wanted Round Ball Rock to make the final so bad. That would have been awesome.
I know.
But it won its bracket. That's all I care about. Well, congratulations to DuckTales. We will send your award back to 1984. I guess it's not that old. 1991.
No. Is it? No.
No, it's like 90, early 90s.
Well, friends, that concludes a very stressful and dramatic finale to our best of TV intros. Brian, are we still friends?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm good with DuckTales. You're good with DuckTales?
Woohoo. No? Anyways.
I think that's the third time you've made that joke on this show talking about this bracket.
I know. Thank you to all of our guests that helped us decide, to who chimed in, everyone who shared their thoughts on Discord, Instagram, and all that jazz. We appreciate you. We thank you, fellow fans, for uniting with us. For those listeners who want to stay in touch and give us rate and reviews, Brian, let our listeners know how they can do so.
Find us on Instagram at United We Fan Podcast, on Facebook at United We Fan the Podcast, in the group Living Our Best Disney Life on Facebook. You can shoot us a message. We'll get you that Discord link as well.
Woohoo! Thank you again. It's time to light the lights, and well, life is like a hurricane here in United We Fan. Till we unite again, fans. Woohoo!
Stadler?
What?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.